Hello, I'm Joe Burke. I'm an Eagogics faculty member. I'm the author of our new book, Unleashing Engineering Creativity, and engineering creativity is the focus of this podcast. In the podcast, I'll refer to a number of free educational resources, including a creativity test you can take yourself, articles about creativity enhancement techniques, and a free one-hour web class on April 25th. To help you access all of this good information, we've created a page at www.gogics.com/pod1. That's www.gogics.com/pod and the numeral 1. If you're listening to this podcast, I'm going to guess that, like me, you're an engineer. I'm also going to guess that you probably feel your creativity is above average, and that you feel this way because you're an engineer and you've spent your entire working life designing and creating things. I'd like to challenge you to put this feeling to a simple test. Don't do it now, but after the podcast, visit the podcast page where you'll find the creativity test. After you take it, you might be surprised. As engineers, we often find, after taking this test, we're not as creative as we think we are. In fact, many studies show that we're not even as creative as we were when we were little kids. Most studies show that we're most creative when we're children, and that our creativity steadily erodes as we complete our educations. If you think about this, I think you'll agree it makes sense. When we're children in kindergarten, they give us construction paper, a box of crayons, and they tell us, go draw whatever you want. And we have a lot of fun doing that. But then the rules come in. The next thing we learn is we have to draw between the lines. Then they teach us how to write. Then we have to learn how to write between the lines. Then the rules really start to pile on. Punctuation, capitalization, spelling, sentence structure, paragraph structure, the MLA reporting format, rules, rules, and more rules. That natural creativity we had when we started in kindergarten, well, they steadily crush that as the rules pile on. And the result is, when we finish college, our creativity is substantially lower than it was when we started kindergarten. I believe that for us engineers, the situation's even worse. Most folks outside the engineering profession might view what we do as folks who sit around, we think deep thoughts, and create marvelous new products. That probably occurs in some cases, but it's not the experience I typically observe. For most of us, we learn in engineering school how to solve all kinds of problems, statics, dynamics, thermodynamics, etc., using clearly defined physical and other principles. In other words, more rules. Then when we get to be engineers working in industry, we find out that our jobs consist primarily of responding to specifications written by other people, and that to do this successfully, we have to find ways to have the lowest possible cost while satisfying all of the specification requirements. It's a formula and a philosophy that further beats down whatever creativity made it through grade school, high school, and our engineering educations. In addition to all of these things, we also face many other creativity obstacles. Some are physiological, fatigue, nutrition, lack of exercise, and some are psychological, the fear of failure, the fear of the unknown, fear of being ridiculed, and the most basic obstacle of all, not knowing how to be creative. If you'd like more information on these obstacles, I invite you to check out our article on this subject on the podcast page. I hope I haven't discouraged you with this information, and I don't want you to think that the situation is hopeless. The fact is, we can overcome the obstacles to creativity and reignite our natural creativity by using the tools included in our Unleashing Engineering Creativity program. Here's another question. What creativity tools do you use? If you're like most folks, brainstorming is the most common answer. Developed back in the 1950s, brainstorming is a good approach, but it's not the only approach, and in many cases, it's not the best approach. Our Unleashing Creativity course covers 14 of the best techniques, including such concepts as TRIZ, biomimicry, nine windows, bisociation, Synectics, quality function deployment, axiomatic design, and many more. Please visit the podcast page to learn more about our workshop on these exciting topics. I'll mention just a couple of creativity stimulation techniques here. The first is biomimicry. Nature has been developing design solutions for 4 billion years, and in that time, she solved a lot of problems. Biomimicry is a concept that looks to nature for creative inspiration when faced with a design challenge. Consider the design of Japan's bullet train and its locomotive. Its contours are based on the kingfisher bird's profile. Consider the leading edge bumps on wind power generator blades to minimize noise. Those were inspired by a whale's fins. Finally, consider anti-armor munition sensors. The sensor fusion concept used in these devices, utilizing millimeter wave radar, infrared spectroscopy, and acoustic inputs, well, that approach was based on the rattlesnake's integration of vibration, heat, and visual inputs. This is fascinating stuff. Another approach I'll mention briefly is nine windows. That has us consider design challenges from two perspectives, the system level and time. Let's take a look at just the time perspective first. A great example of this approach is the challenge that was faced by combat aircraft designers at the end of World War II. With the advent of jets and their much higher speeds, aircraft designers needed guns that fired at much higher rates. They found the solution by looking to the past. The Gatling gun, designed nearly a century earlier, had actually advanced in the late 1800s to a point where it could fire 3,000 shots per minute. Back then, it was a solution to a problem that did not yet exist. But in the late 1940s, it was what the Air Force and General Electric dusted off to create the Vulcan gun system, a gun system in use on aircraft to this day. The third concept I'll mention briefly is the theory of inventive problem solving, or TRIZ. To learn more about this technique, I invite you to our web class on the 25th of April at noon Eastern Time. There's more information about this on the podcast page. If you'd like to learn more about the Unleashing Engineering Creativity program and get a more in-depth feel for the topics we share in this program, please visit our website at www.gogix.com/pod1 and participate in our upcoming web class. It's a real class, not a sales webinar, and it's going to be at noon, as I mentioned a minute ago, Eastern Time, on the 25th of April. It's free, it's interesting, and it's going to be fun. I'll be the guy leading it, and as I mentioned, we'll focus on the TRIZ technique, a truly fascinating topic. To make our upcoming web class even more interesting, the first 50 folks who sign up for this will have a chance to win a free copy of my just published book, Unleashing Engineering Creativity. And as part of the web class, we're including a design competition based on the TRIZ principles we'll be discussing. We're offering several prizes with values of up to $1,000. You can find more details on this and sign up for the web class on the podcast page at www.gogix.com/pod1. Folks, this is all great material, and I'm very excited to be leading the EAGOGIX activities in this area. I hope to see you in our web class, and thank you for your time today.